An icon of French cinema has a new film out. The icon is director Claude Lelouch. He made his mark pretty early, winning an Oscar for his 1966 movie A Man and a Woman. His latest film is called Roman de Gare. The title is a French term. Basically, it means airport novel. It's an ironic take on the genre, as we hear from the world's Adeline Sear.
The film Roman de Gare is nothing but a pack of lies. Every character of this comedy thriller is a fake and gets around by making up stories about themselves. Director Claude Lelouch says deception is the central theme of his plot.
C'est vrai que ce film c'est avant tout fait l'apologie du mensonge, mais parce que le mensonge est le véhicule.
It's true that this movie justifies the need for lies, because lies help us tolerate each other, day in and day out. Truth causes more harm than good, but lies make life a little easier.
Lelouch tested that theory himself when he began shooting his film. He was hoping to release the movie under an assumed name to see if film critics would review it any differently. He asked a friend to pose as a young director making his first feature. Lelouch acted as a producer. He says they enjoyed the curious situations that came up.
On s'est follement amusé, à la fois c'était l'histoire du film et en même temps...
We had a lot of fun doing that. This assumed identity was in line with the film's story, and the situation gave us great ideas for it.
In the end, though, Lelouch revealed his true role. He didn't want to cheat moviegoers with a fake name. But some elements in the film did come from reality.
Une nuit, j'étais dans ma voiture, je roulais, et j'ai entendu à la radio...
One night, I was driving, and I heard on the radio that a terrible serial killer had just escaped from prison. And from the description they gave of the man, it sounded like I had the same car, the same age, the same face, and the same eyes. And I thought, if there's a police checkpoint down the road, they might shoot me, or at least arrest me.
In the film, we see a mysterious man, played by Dominique Pinon, driving on the highway at night. A radio announcer describes an escaped serial killer, and he looks just like the driver.
On vient de me confirmer l'évasion de la prison de la santé de Georges Maury.
Et puis une autre nuit sur une route comme ça, je faisais le plein d'essence.
On another night, I stopped to fill up at the gas station, and I heard next to me a couple arguing in their car. It got so bad that in the end, the guy drove away and left the woman at the gas station. I thought it was unbelievable that someone could abandon another person like this in the middle of the night.
That scene is also in the film. The mysterious driver, believed to be the escaped serial killer, witnesses the violent argument outside the gas station's convenience store. He offers the woman a ride. Her name is Huguette. She's played by Audrey Dana. Later, he tells her that he's a ghostwriter for a famous novelist. He says he's thinking of making Huguette the subject of his next novel.
Une jeune femme qui pleure dans un resto route à 3 heures du mat, forcément, je pouvais pas arrêter ça.
He says, a young woman crying at a gas station at 3 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't help myself. Then, talking into his pocket recorder, he dictates lines for his new thriller.
Huguette fumait trop. C'est ça qui l'a tué.
Huguette smoked too much, he begins. That's what killed her. Not the cigarette, really, but the serial killer she imprudently left the gas station with. Huguette doesn't get the ominous hint at all. The two continue their journey, and the lies keep on coming. Another central character is a famous novelist who's about to be abandoned by her ghostwriter. Director Claude Lelouch says the novelist character is important because life often unfolds like a Pulp Fiction novel.
La vie, c'est une succession de rencontres, hein? C'est une succession de rendez-vous.
Life is nothing but a string of encounters, appointments with fate, all kinds of intangible and irrational things that we have no control over.
Roman de Gare opens Friday in New York City. For The World, I'm Adeline Sear.